refer to the Lord's Prayer starting in verse number 9, and that is, that's accurate, and many of you could probably quote that prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, and follows succinctly after that. But Jesus also gives a few comments regarding the way that we should pray. Not only does he instruct us, but he gives us some comparisons of those that are not praying in the correct way. So let's read starting at verse number 5 and read down through the 8th verse. The Bible says, And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. All right, verse number 5, notice specifically Jesus says, And when thou prayest, and when thou prayest. He didn't say if we pray, but he said when thou prayest, when thou prayest. So we should have pray definitely. There's a time, whether it's in the mornings, in the afternoons, you should have a definite prayer life. So pray definitely. There's a time when you and I should specifically go to the Lord in prayer, and there's times we're moved to pray when God's Spirit challenges us, but we also should have a systematic prayer life. If you're going into the ministry and you want to be used of God, you'll never outwork your prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, you'll never go anywhere in the ministry. It is the fuel, it's the strength, the direction, the vision. So when thou prayest, not if thou prayest, or not only do you pray when you have a need, but he said when thou prayest. So every time you go to the Lord in prayer, here's the pattern. So we pray definitely. Number 2, look at this. Shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray. But that's not just what it says. Not only do they love to pray, but here's how they love to pray. Standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. So not only we pray definitely, but we pray humbly. Because he said, we're not as the hypocrites that pray in the streets or they pray in the corners of the synagogues. They love to be seen of everybody, but we pray humbly. We go to the Lord in secret. Doesn't mean we can't pray corporately, for 1 Corinthians gives us instructions about praying corporately, but we pray humbly. We humble ourselves before the Lord. So we don't pray in such a way that only can be seen of men, but we understand the power of prayer and the pattern of prayer is coming before the Lord and that relationship that we have between you and your Savior, you and your God. So pray humbly. It's a humble thing to come and pray. It's not an arrogant thing. It's a humble thing because what you're admitting to God is, I don't have the answer, I don't have the strength, I don't have the ability, I need help. And so we're humbling ourselves before God. So pray humbly. Verse number 6, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. Thy Father shall see thee in secret, shall reward thee openly. So you pray specifically because there's a relationship. Here's where Jesus is trying to get us, that we pray specifically because there's a Father in heaven that knows your needs. There's a Father in heaven that knows specifically what you have. So when you go to the Lord in prayer and pray specifically to the Lord knows that Valerie needs something different than Emily needs, and Emily needs something different than Elizabeth needs, and Elizabeth needs something different than Danielle needs. And so God knows our individual needs. And so that's why we pray to the Lord in secret. Not only can we not pray in corporate prayer. Again, Corinthians gives us those. But this secret has the idea that I have a relationship or I have access to the Father. And so when we go to prayer this morning, we're praying specifically for what's going on in your life. Not just what's going on in your life, but specifically what's going on in our college. And not only what's going on in our college, but in our nation or in your family. And your family's prayers are different than my family's prayers. But we're praying specifically, and when God hears us pray specifically, then he rewards openly. Verse number 7, use not vain repetitions. Use not vain repetitions, but pray authentically. Don't pray as the heathen do, chanting the same thing over and over and over again. But when you go to the Lord in prayer, it should be a relationship. All right? If you listen to some of your prayer lives, it probably sounds repetitive. It sounds redundant. It can be out of memory, and we can just go through the motions. Jesus said that's not praying. But when we pray, we don't just use vain repetitions. Not that you can't say the same thing over, thank you, Jesus, or I love you, Lord, or I'm glad to be in your presence today, God. But when they just chanted over and over and over again, it was out of a lack of a relationship. They didn't even understand who God was. And so it was not out of a relationship, but it was out of a routine. So today, when we pray, we want to open our heart, open our mind to the Lord, and pray authentically to the Lord. And that'll lead us finally to verse number 8, which says, your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Before you even pray today, God already knows what you have need of. God knows exactly what you have need of, and he's ready to give. So it leads me to the last thing, which is we should pray joyfully. And this is where I really want to talk to a couple of you about, and that is that there ought to be a time in your prayer life where you pray joyfully, where you're expressing joy to the Lord, that prayers should not always be burdened and be moaning and groaning, but there should be that time of exaltation. There should be that time of rejoicing that I'm in the presence of the God who knows me and is getting ready to give me exactly what I need. So there ought to be an anticipation. There ought to be an expectation of joy in my heart, of joy in my life. So pray joyfully. So when we go to prayer this morning, pray definitely. Pray humbly, pray specifically, pray authentically, and pray joyfully. And I believe if you'll do that, you'll have a relationship of God with power that will propel you into the ministry, all right? So we've got a few minutes to pray. Let's do that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's...